Amen. No, the Lord is wonderful. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's all loving. He's kind. So, our brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe and trust that so far it has been a blessing through the word that the Lord is giving unto us. And I believe you have been encouraged as we have been looking at a thought in the book of Daniel, that we saw that coming out is not enough. One requires a spiritual birth to enter into the kingdom of God. Now let us continue in the book of Daniel chapter 1 and see another thing that is required for one to enter into the kingdom of God. As we were using the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar to see something, that in that palace, the people who were required to enter into it, there were people who were born from the king's seed or their loyal blood. Now today we want to see another thing that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for. And we want to see if the same thing is required out of us by God Almighty. So Daniel chapter 1, verse 4, it reads, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skilled in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. So now today we are looking at something that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for. Now, Nebuchadnezzar told Asphenas to say, go and choose a seed that is born out of the royal family. Now, we saw yesterday that that in itself was typing the birth. Okay? Just like the Lord Jesus spoke unto Nicodemus to say, you need to be born again in order for you to enter the kingdom of God. Now, today the Lord tells us about something that is usually difficult in most places. This is those without blemish. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar talks about big people in whom there is also no what? No blemish. So for us to enter the kingdom of God, yes, we need a spiritual birth. But it is also required of you and I to be without blemish. We can come by spiritual birth, but God desires for us to reach a certain standard or to attain a certain standard. So there are requirements for us in order to meet that standard that we have to achieve. So number one, he talked about royal seed or spiritual birth. Number two, Nebuchadnezzar tells us that he was looking for people without blemish. Amen?
Amen.
The same thing happens to God. God is looking for people to enter into his kingdom. Amen. Who are going to be found without blemish.
Amen.
So you and I, brothers and sisters, we have to come in the kingdom of God by spiritual birth, but we should be without blemish.
Amen.
Amen. It is a requirement for us to enter into the king's palace. Let us find that in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Man in our times usually justifies things in a wrong way. You know, sometimes people tell us to say, we are all sinners. Surely we are all sinners. There's no one who's righteous. Surely there's no one who's righteous. But that was the purpose of the death of the Lord Jesus. It was to make us righteous through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It was to make us holy. Amen. It is not in our ability or in our capacity, but it's through the finished work of Jesus that we receive by faith. We believe in him. He makes us righteous before God. Through his blood, we are cleansed. We are justified. Amen. So, If the Lord is able to take away our sinful life through the death of Jesus Christ, then he cannot fail to take away blame. He has also made a way of taking away blame out of our life. Let us read Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. I will start from verse 24. The Bible reads, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Amen. That he might sanctify it and cleanse it by washing of the water through what? The word of God. What is the Lord doing in the lives of his children? He is taking out something. Let us see on verse 27. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord sent forth his word. Okay? The power of the word is to cleanse and sanctify the children of God so that they can stand holy without blemish in the presence of Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Because he wants to present the church to himself. He wants the church to stand in his kingdom. But how can they stand with a blame or a spot or wrinkle upon them? Just like Nebuchadnezzar gave the command, look for a royal seed, children in whom there is no blemish. So that tells you and I that it is required of you and I to live a life without blemish through the Spirit of Christ. So that we can be worthy to be presented at the feet of Jesus Christ in his kingdom. Or that we can stand before him in his kingdom. Because he has sent his word. It is through his word that the church is being cleansed and sanctified. So that they can stand without blemish. So that they can be holy. So our holiness is through Christ Jesus that lives in us. Our righteousness is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ in us. So yes, it is a requirement for us to enter into that palace, but we don't need to have a blemish. Amen? So you see the requirements that are needed. The first thing that Nebuchadnezzar talked of was blood. They need to have loyal blood. Now here he talks about, let them not have blemish. Hallelujah. Let them not be found with any fault. And we see in the book of Ephesians that Paul tells us that Jesus Christ is cleaning and sanctifying his church through his word so that they can be without blemish, so that they can be holy. Brothers and sisters, it is not enough to come out of denomination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we come out of denomination, we need to attain a certain standard. And that's the perfect state of Jesus Christ we are coming to. But there are things that we must achieve or meet. Spiritual birth, we have to attain it. Or we need to come through spiritual birth. And then it is required of you and I that Jesus must sanctify you and I. Or he must cleanse you and I through his word. So that we can stand without blemish. Because Nebuchadnezzar was looking for people that we are going to stand in his palace, but those are people who didn't have blame. Listen, brothers and sisters, that tells you that the people Nebuchadnezzar put in charge, they did their work, they searched. They investigated the lives of Daniel, the life of Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, and they found them without blame. So is the word of God right now. Peter tells us that judgment starts where? Yeah. In the house of the Lord. So what is the word of the Lord doing? It is searching. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is searching for who's worthy to go and stand where? In the Lord Jesus' kingdom. It is searching for people without blame. And blessed be those who have accepted the word to work upon them now. So that that sin of nature, that guiltness upon us can be taken away. So that we can be sanctified, we can be cleansed, we can stand without blame in the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is merciful. He is still working upon you and I. He has told us in this book of Ephesians. Let us read again verse 27. That he might present it to himself. Hallelujah. Amen. As we see Nebuchadnezzar commanded Asphanas, look for loyal seed without blemish in them so that they can stand before who? Nebuchadnezzar. Glory be to God. We are going to stand before who? Our Lord Christ and Savior Jesus. He is going to present the church unto himself. So the church has to stand before him. But he's looking for a church who's going to be found with no blemish in them. Because his word right now has been sent to work upon the church to take away guiltness. So this is another requirement, brothers and sisters, that we have to attend to come to the perfect stature. Yes, we have come out of denomination. Yes, we have experienced the spiritual birth, but we have to keep growing. As Paul tells us to say, you are still feeding upon milk. I've not given you what? Meat. Because of being what? Carnal. He was talking to the Corinthian church, right? But as children of God, we need to grow. Once you experience a spiritual birth, it does not end there. Hallelujah. We need to grow. We need to come to a place of sanctification. Once you are justified, you have to come to sanctification. So it was a requirement that the church can come as far as sanctification. But it does not end there. It has to go far. May the good Lord bless us. Shalom. Amen.